Blog Talk Radio.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap. Just like a porn star.
This is Zendaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Welcome back, you horny motherfuckers, to another week of Truth Front and Back. The dynamic duo is back with the Monster Kit. Triple Tip Thursday. Sammy Brooks is in joining us tonight on True Front and Back.
And my
co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey.
So,
hello.
Hey, ladies. What's going on?
How are you, girlies, doing?
I'm great. It's nice. I have no long time no talk, Miss Sammy.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's nice to be reunited. For those of you who don't know, her and I did a scene for Brazzers a few years ago. So
it was. Oh my gosh! And it was a crazy shoot because we had to leave and go back. It was crazy.
Oh yeah, that was as we were actually on set, somebody, this is kind of a downer story, but it's true. Sony tested positive for HIV, so the whole production had, like, we stopped and then we flew home, back to California from Vegas, and then we had to come back once the moratorium was over. So, yeah, that was
right.
A crazy shoot, yeah.
It was crazy. It was so crazy, but what do you do? It's one of the things. But you know what the best part about it was? We got to hang out again together.
Yeah,
so that was
yeah.
The best part.
It was twice the fun.
I brought a little fun out of Karen when we hung out in Vegas for a couple drinks.
Fun, you know, when Karen starts drinking.
Well, no, she was looking at me like I was crazy because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm having fun. And she's like, Sammy, you are so silly.
But that was
fun.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah, it was fun. I was, like, having fun, yet I was in shock, though, because literally we were just there, you know, on set, goofing off, ready to eat our lunch. And then
eating, literally.
And then Brando, the director, comes in and he's like, everybody stop what you're doing right now. We're going to call this production off. And, you know, when he first said that, because I had tweeted a picture from on set, and then right after I tweeted it, I read, do not tweet pictures from on set. So I thought that's what it was about. I was like, oh, my God, I totally fucked everything up. And then he's like, somebody says it's positive, right? And I mean, which was even more shocking, but, yeah, it was. And then we left, and we got drunk, and,
Yeah, we had fun. We had peach Bellinis, and, yeah, we had fun.
Yeah.
It was great. It was absolutely fucking fantabulous.
Oh, my God. Crazy, crazy women. So
I know, right?
Ladies, we have Jacqueline Taylor joining us in a few. And
okay.
Then later we have
awesome.
Lana Violet.
Nice.
Yay.
Nice, nice. So I have a question for you girls. Okay. I don't know if you
Hey,
know
where are the white women at?
Oh,
my
gosh.
God. It's going to be another episode with all of those, like, weird.
The improv.
Yeah.
Okay, but before the girls come on, I have a question for you girls. I don't know if you heard this thing that was going on with Ronda Rousey. She's an MMA and UFC fighter, and she's in the younger generation, like in her 20s, and I give her kudos for being an MMA fighter and UFC fighter, okay? But this little chica, okay, is out there saying to people that women or girls, if you literally are not getting your thing on with your men, you don't need lube because you're stupid, basically. Like, if you can't be a good woman and get your pussy wet, that you're stupid. Did you guys read that?
No,
no.
I didn't.
You didn't. Okay, so this is you want me to tell you girls what exactly she said? Because I read this and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, us girls, like, okay, you know, sometimes, you know, not every woman gets wet all the time. So
exactly.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ronda Rousey, let me just explain you something, okay?
Tell her.
This is what she said in her little thingy bobber. She goes, a girl takes a moment. You should never need lube in your life. If you need lube, you're being lazy and not taking your time. Okay, excuse me.
What did you say, nigga?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll let you finish before I, like, but, yeah.
No, go ahead.
I'm thinking,
just
okay.
Cracking up from heaven.
I know, he did that last episode, all these, his, like, funny little things.
I'm cracking up right now.
So the thing is, too, that she's not taking into consideration as well. First of all, you know, sometimes you're just dry, like, it happens once in a while. It's not a big deal. That's what lube is for. Second of all, if you use condoms, like, say, you know, if it's not your, like,
partner.
A tested partner on set or your really significant other, if it's just like a one-night stand, you should be wrapped. You're doing it for a while. You need some lube. So I just think that's a stupid thing for her to say. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, right? Well, and not only that, when you...
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna come through the freaking phone line.
If you're sleeping with someone new, then obviously it's not gonna be that much attraction.
I don't know. Or, I get more excited the first couple. It depends. I think I'm like a guy. Like, I'm more excited the first couple times, and then I'm like, I've already fucked you a couple times. It's not as fun.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Karen. Really? Did you just say that?
But what about this, girls? What about an actual, like, woman who's going through menopause who actually needs lube? Okay.
Well, I was thinking that, too. Like, women going through menopause or...
Yeah.
Or other reasons.
What if... what about when you just got off your cycle and you're not as... Right? It's like all of a sudden your shit just dried up and you need a little lube. So Miss Rhonda Rousey, obviously I'm just gonna say Miss Rhonda Rousey, you MMA fighter, you're more into pussy because you don't know what it's like to be getting dick. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't really understand.
Rhonda Rousey likes
pretty
the pussy.
Maybe she's never had the dick, and she's just, like, going off of, like...
She's just assuming that a woman doesn't need lube. But women do sometimes need lube. And maybe Rhonda Rousey doesn't take it in the ass, because I'm sorry, sister, but if you are bending over and you're taking it in the ass, you need to lube that motherfucker up. I'm just saying.
For sure.
Because my ass is tight. And that shit needs to be lubed up.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my Lanta.
That is crazy. That's crazy how young women like to talk about the sex and their experience when they're really not that experienced.
Exactly.
To be like, oh, you need this or you need to do this because, like, 20, I didn't know very much. So, I mean, we all had to learn.
Got to start somewhere.
Damn it. My dog just started barking.
Except Karen. She started young. Right, Karen?
I didn't start young. I would make out with boys. I would, like, you know, whatever, they could rub me, I'd rub them. But, like, before, I was 18 when I actually had sex, you know, so I'd make out and whatever, like.
Oh, my God, did you just say rub me and rub you?
Well, like, I was trying to think of the correct term. I'm still a little slow on the draw from my surgery, I'll admit. So I'm like, fuck, sometimes I can't think of the words for things. So, yeah, you know, like when I actually had sex, I was 18.
On that note, like, ladies, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. It's the Truth Brand back on Dollhouse Radio.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Da 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 in my zone. She twerking like my lip sock. Twerking like my lip sock. Twerking, twerking. Now she be twerking like my lip sock. Twerking like my lip sock. Twerking like my lip sock. Twerking, twerking. Gone twerking like my lip sock. She ratchet, she ratchet. Oh, she ratchet, she ratchet. Oh, she ratchet, she ratchet. Oh, she ratchet, she ratchet. Cause she be twerking like my lip sock. Twerking like my lip sock. Twerking, twerking.
Welcome back. That was Twerking by Miley Cyrus. You're listening to Truth Front and Back. It is Triple Titty Thursday. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boozilla, my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher, and my other co-host, Sammy Brooks. And we are waiting for our guest, Jacqueline Taylor.
Jacqueline Taylor.
And then get back to Miss Sammy with the what do you need to know, probably after our guest. But we are going to take a phone call from area code 727.
727, where
is that? Hi, I just wanted to call and apologize for my earlier phone call to these ladies. It was uncalled for, and I figured I'd be the bigger person and say I was sorry.
Okay.
Wait, I'm not aware of?
You must be talking about Sammy's show.
Oh, we have to get one thing straight. First of all, it's Ronda Rousey, and she lives in Las Vegas, and I have a Ronda Rousey story. I actually met her in a Jack in the Box restaurant at around 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was quite terrifying. Have you Googled Ronda Rousey?
No, I know who she is, yeah.
I mean, she's huge. I mean, she's got arms like Popeye, and... This is a true story. You want me to tell it to you or you want me to let you go? But I figured I'd at least tell you because it is of topic and it is quite interesting. I was on West Charleston, which is on the west side near Red Rock, so you know I'm not bullshitting you. And there's one of these restaurants there, which the food is garbage. It's got spiders in it. So I go in there, and she's in there with her mom, who was an Olympian. And I recognized her right away. She's a big Escalade, gold rims. It said Rousey 1 on the license plate. So I followed her in there. Now, she ordered with her sister and her mom, and I was right behind them, and I noticed that she went to the bathroom. But if you've ever been into one of those things at night, to keep the meth heads away, they only open one bathroom, and they got to buzz in pawn shop. So she goes in first. So afterwards, I had to go to the restroom. I used it after her. Guys, the woman didn't flush.
Oh.
And, oh, yeah, it looked like she dumped spare ribs in the toilet, and I got a photograph of it. And it was absolutely, I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. It looked like she shit nightsticks. It was crazy.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Ronda Rousey, yeah.
Okay, apparently she doesn't believe in using lube or flushing the toilet. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
She doesn't think he's
going to use it. I am going to say, at least he tried to apologize. At least he tried to apologize for coming into my earlier radio show with Webcammy with Sammy and Sage. At least he tried to apologize. So now he needs to go bye-bye again. He needs to go bye-bye. Heaven, kick him bye-bye.
Oh,
my
lantern.
Oh, my lantern.
What
happened? When he came on the show and was like, let me apologize for early call, and now that's our first call. So I was like, oh, we must be talking about Sammy's show.
And I just sat back. I didn't say a damn thing. I was like, I'm just going to sit here and see what the truck this motherfucker has to say.
What do you do to your show?
Basically the same thing, just trying to talk a lot of, you know, boo-boo. He was being silly, just saying silly stuff, you know, doing the typical, let me get my 5 minutes of fame on.
That's funny.
Oh,
did he come up with a true story, or did he just make that up?
No, he was making it up.
He
was totally
why would
making
make that up?
Kevin, because he can.
Because
he can.
Why would you take a picture of something that's
no,
in
he wasn't taking a picture of nothing. He's just trying to get his 5 minutes of fame and come on the show and do his thing. And we don't, you know, we didn't know his number previously or Lord knows what new number he's going to try and use the next time he tries to call in and get his voice in there. But, dude, I got your voice. And guess what? I don't forget.
And you blew it! You blew it.
You did blow it, Kevin. Is that his name, Kevin? I'm probably calling him the wrong name. Whatever your name is, you blew it.
No, he totally blew it.
Not
he like
twice.
No, not only did
you can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Oh my! So on that note, ladies, our lovely guest Miss Jacqueline Taylor is with us.
Yay!
Hello, Miss Jacqueline.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us on the Truth Front and Back.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Miss Jacqueline has been only in the industry a year, and she's shot maybe 50, 60 scenes. And she's been in Playboy in South Africa and Poland, which that's amazing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then she also
amazing.
Has her own action figures.
What?
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
I want a bobblehead.
Right?
Like, or maybe a booby bobblehead. Maybe,
yeah.
Do they
I want an action figure of you. You're hot.
Thank
she
you.
Is
so
hot.
Tell us, how did you get that, like, the action figures?
Well,
you know
about?
What? Actually, I just, they're not even out yet. I just did it a couple weeks ago. I had to go in, like, this weird, like, booth and get, like, scanned and everything. But they actually contacted my agent, I guess, and she, you know, asked me if it was something I want to do. And I was like, fuck yeah, you know, I want that. That's really it.
Yeah.
That's
funny
because
they have their
most
own
girls have, like, flashlights, and now you have, like, the first action figure.
Yeah, well, I want a flashlight for sure. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I can, you know, I did, like, a few different outfits and stuff so there's, and poses, so there's a few different ones to choose from. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. So what issues were you in for the South Africa and Poland Playboy?
They were both FIFA editions for the World Cup. So I guess that was, what, like, last year, 2 years ago?
That's so amazing, though. But that's, you know, for fans that don't know or people that are listening, that they can go and purchase that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was pre-porn, so.
Awesome. So I'll pass the torch on to my ladies. Karen?
Hi, it's Karen.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on the show. So I don't have your bio right in front of me. I know who you are. I looked you up on Twitter. You're super hot, smoking hot.
Thank you.
I could totally see you in Playboy, but I'm just wondering because, you know, you're from the States, right?
Yeah, I'm actually from New York and New Jersey, so
okay.
Yeah,
you're an East Coast girl. So how did it come about that you modeled for Playboy in Poland and South Africa?
Well, when I first came out to LA, I moved out here in like 2012 from Queens. So when I came out here, I kind of just, I actually just started being a body paint model for the Playboy Mansion. So I used to, like, do the Halloween party and get painted for, you know, all the different parties and just, like, host. So I started doing that. And then, you know, I got in a couple, like, just, like, random magazines. And then I got a manager, and he, like, started, like, you know, submitting me to different issues of Playboy. And, you know, ironically, the international Playboys, they like American girls a lot more than girls from their country. So, that's kind of it, you know. It's kind of why, I guess, but they really like American girls. So, you know, Poland and South Africa, they wanted to publish me for their FIFA World Cup edition. And, you know, my dad is actually from South Africa, so they really liked that. So that's really it.
Very cool. So then after your Playboy, how did you transition into porn? What made you do that?
Well, I knew some people in porn. You know, I made friends out here that were in porn while I lived here. And, you know, Playboy, like, just, it was fun, and it was something I always wanted to do, so I was so thankful that I got to do that. But, you know, after a while, it became kind of mundane for me and just very routine, you know. Like, every time you shoot, like, for a publication, especially Playboy, the poses are all the same. It's all, like, glamour modeling, and it's just all, you know, everything is just very, very similar. And it just kind of gets boring after a while. You know, and, you know, I'm a sexual person, so I was like, let me just try this, because, you know, my friends do it, and, you know, they love it. So, and then I got asked to go on a browser set and just, like, watch. So I did that, and as soon as I did that, I was like, okay, this is definitely what I want to do.
Very cool. Okay. Very, very cool. Sammy, do you have a question for our lovely guest?
Of course I do. I always have questions. Miss Jacqueline, you sexy beast, which I will say, you are so absolutely fucking amazing, beautiful.
Thank,
like,
you.
Gorgeous. Totally devour your whole body. I'm just saying.
That's
like, I'm just saying. So for you, okay. Well, I could devour all you girls. You got, and Karen knows, when I was on set with her, she's just absolutely voluptuous. And
I saw.
Yum. She's so goddamn yummy. Y'all are goddamn yummy. But Miss Jacqueline, I want to ask you, you know, for all of us girls, you know, we get into this business, no matter how we start, you know, everything, like for you, you are a Playboy model, and you are just so voluptuously gorgeous. How did, you know, you turn into going into the Triple X side of things, like we all did. How did your family deal with it? Like, how does that transition? Because you sound like you're very grounded and you're very family oriented from what I've seen. How does that work with your family?
Well, you know, I am. I'm very grounded. I'm very family-oriented. It's, you know, family is very important to me. You know, I want to have lots of babies. I was raised by, like, very traditional Catholic Italian people. You know, all my family's from Italy. They all live in New York and New Jersey. So, you know, this came as a very big shock to them. They were not thrilled about it. You know, so I don't, but, you know, my extended family, I don't really speak to on a regular basis. You know, if I go to a wedding and they're there, I see them. And if not, you know, whatever. But, you know, my parents, actually, they're older. They're in their 70s. So I thought they were going to, like, freak out, you know, because my dad is, like, pure Italian and my mom's Russian-Romanian. They're just very traditional, old-school people. So they actually, at the beginning when I was talking about it, they're like, oh, you better not do that. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then I just did it anyway. And, you know, after I did it, they were, like, super supportive. And they're like, you know, I actually just got off the phone with my mom. And I was like, I got to go. I have an interview. And she's like, okay, good luck. You know, they're super supportive. They're just very different than what I imagined. And I think it's just because, you know, at home, you know, my lifestyle at home, I'm just how I was raised. You know, I cook. I have dinner on the table every night. And, you know, I do all the laundry.
Right.
I'm like a housewife. So I'm just very grounded, and I know the difference between my work life and my home life. So I think that's why, you know, my family is pretty supportive.
Oh, that's freaking amazing. Love it.
That's
how I am.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm like, I'm a slut during the day, and at home I'm like a Susie homemaker. So
very cool.
It works.
I mean, I can actually relate because, you know, I am 100% Italian.
And my parents are older as well. And I actually kept the secret for like almost 6 years. I just finally told them like last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but they were supportive, and now it's like, oh, where in the world are you now, Desiree?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So
they're pretty cool. They don't really, you know, and my friends all do it. So they're used to it. They don't even, you know, my mom's always like, she's like my number one fan. Like, she'll go places and be like, look at my daughter. She's the hottest porn star ever. And I'm like, okay, don't say that to people, because they're not going to be like as like cool about this as you. You know?
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's so funny.
I have one more question. So what was your longest shoot that you ever had?
My longest one, I want to say like 12 hours. I don't remember what company it was for, but I remember counting the time and being like, holy shit. And then I got off set and I was like, damn, I was just on set for 12 hours. But so yeah, I think it was like at least 12 hours.
Wow.
It gets long.
I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you have not shot with that you would want to shoot with in the future?
There's a few companies, yeah. I mean, I want to shoot for Penthouse for sure, because I've never shot for them. And I would like to shoot for Twisties as well. So I guess Twisties and Penthouse.
Yeah.
I just shot for Digital Playground for the first time, so I loved that. It was awesome. So I'm hoping to do that again too.
Yeah, I would think you'd actually, that Twisties, because you look like, to me, you look like a Twisties Penthouse chick.
I'm always say that.
They haven't swooped
you
up. Yeah.
I know, I say that too, but I'm like, maybe I'm just tooting my own horn. You know?
Do anyone else have any more questions for our lovely guest?
I just want to ask her, Miss Jacqueline, what do you have coming up? Like, anything like amazing that we should know about that's coming up here very soon for us to watch out for?
Well, definitely for the action figures, because they're going to be awesome. And then, you know what? It's just kind of my slow time right now because of the holidays. I'm kind of slowing things down, you know, because the holidays are pretty important for me. So I'm kind of taking a break till after AVN. I'm going to just shoot, but not as much. But, you know, just I'm just hoping just to shoot some more good stuff. You know, I have a few DVDs coming out. They should be really awesome. So that's pretty much it.
Awesome. So go ahead and do your shout out, baby. It was really great to have you on the show.
It was amazing to be on the show. Just real quick, where in New York are you guys?
Well, I'm in the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx, and the other
cool.
girls are from LA. They're all from, you know, where you're at.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, cool.
Sammy and I are
I'm
in
Kelly,
Minnesota.
Baby.
Oh, okay. Well, I am a New York girl, so I love the East Coast. So, all right,
yay,
awesome.
Yay.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Yay.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming.
Give me a shout-out for, like, the fans, your Twitter, and where they can find you, your website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Well, my Instagram and my Twitter are at the Jacqueline Taylor. And then I have another Twitter, or that's at Jacqueline Taylor XXX. I had a Twitter suspension problem, but it's all cleared up. So you guys can find me there.
Awesome.
Mm.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you
at AVN. Yeah,
baby. Oh, my goodness. All these improv. Thank you, baby.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
So she was fun and spunky.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her.
But she sounds really, really cute. I will say, I'm just going to be a little blunt here for a second, and Heaven can, like, text me later and kick me in the ass. Dude, you cut her off with your little shout out there. Just saying. See?
He's so going to text me.
He's probably going to text
you right now. Oh, my goodness.
He's going to be like, really, Sammy? Really? Really? Called me out like that? Really?
I know.
Oh my god.
Actually, for her being in the industry only a year, she's pretty level-headed.
Yeah, she is.
She sounds cool. Her parents sound cool too. Shit, that's pretty awesome. You know, it's always good when parents are supportive. Obviously.
Oh my gosh.
Better than
right?
me. Supportive. Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to have a good foundation, and you can tell by her. Just by her talking and her, you can just, her persona just comes through. You can tell she's a very grounded woman, and she's going to do very well. Very, very well.
So we're going to, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Truth Curtain Back on Dolls Radio. Welcome back to the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host Sammy Brooks and Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey.
So actually during the break, someone asked me if the action figures were fuckable.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't really know the answer to that.
I won't say who the question came from, but yeah, the question, you know,
That's a good question.
Huh.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, your own action figure. Very cool.
Well, you know, I mean, here's my response. So if you have an action figure, okay, if you have an action figure and it's fuckable, my thought process is, okay, my action figure is really tiny. So does that mean that they have a really tiny cock to fuck the action figure?
Well, because it's not like a blow-up doll, you're right. It's like a tiny...
Right.
Yeah, so that...
Like it's an action figure. Like it's like a... Like you're thinking, you know, either Legos or you're thinking this little tiny, like, thing that you buy in a little box that's
or
like...
Or like a Barbie doll. Even a Barbie doll-sized action figure. Like, nobody can have sex with a Barbie doll because...
Oh, that's
like,
not
have,
true because... I guarantee you a lot of the guys that I've done cam shows with have fucked their Barbie dolls. How? I don't know. But they put them in places that are disgusting. Well, no, they put them... No, guys put Barbie dolls in things...
Yeah. Like in their butt?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I need to ask you guys a question. People have asked me, what do I prefer, circumcised or uncircumcised?
I can tell you I prefer circumcised for sure. For me.
Thanks.
Okay, well, let me ask you girls this though. Oh my Lanta. Okay,
oh, Lanta, you're so funny.
Well, because I do a lot of webcam shows with guys that are not circumcised. And I see this all the time. Like, guys, oh, my Lanta. Ay. Okay, so all of us girls, we've done porn. We've done the guys without the uncircumcised cocks. And we see when these guys, when they come... And it's stuck inside of their inner skin. Their sleeping bag is what I call it.
Oh, my gosh.
So all of you guys out there that are uncircumcised and your cock, which I'm not going to say one of the production companies that I've shot for, Mr. Rodney, you're great. Love you. But, did I say that out loud? Okay. when your cum is inside of your sleeping bag, kind of like, wow, okay, that's interesting. It's like so not cool. Like it doesn't, when a guy is uncircumcised, they don't seem to come like a guy who is circumcised.
And
you know
what you're talking about. And
It's not the same. It's not the same. It's just not the same.
What is that, like a cartoon lyric or something? If you're uncircumcised, you do need to pay extra attention to, you know, keeping things clean, because I have noticed people who aren't circumcised, they can have more of an odor. Now, I dated this guy that lived in Milan a long time ago, and a lot of Europeans aren't circumcised. He wasn't circumcised,
right.
But I really, really liked him. I didn't have an issue with it. He was clean. But in general, I will say I do prefer circumcised. And you know, if somebody isn't really on top of it, uncircumcised can be pretty nasty. That's my take on it. What's your take, Desiree?
Well, I don't like uncircumcised, but, you know, we've all been with people that are uncircumcised. It just, they have this odor. I'll be nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to really pay attention to keeping
it
clean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to clean
your wiener
more.
Right, guys, if you do not pull back your skin and clean that shit out of there, guess what? You're going to have an odor, and us girls are going to run away as far as we can fucking run.
seriously, it's like you guys not manscaping. Like, totally. Mm-hmm. Like, guys who don't manscape, like, you've got this bush going down there around your goddamn balls. They get all sweaty and smelly. And then we're like...
Have you ever had a guy with really hairy balls be like, please lick my balls? And you're like, no, thank you. I don't want your hair in my mouth.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
That's what
I've looked down, I've looked down and I'm like, no, dude, you lick that and tell me if you like it.
Nobody wants a fur ball. It's yeah.
You guys are crazy. I mean, they complain about some females that don't take care of themselves. So, like, it's only fair that we complain about them.
Right. Yeah. No,
exactly.
I'm not man bashing. There's tons of awesome guys, but you know, the guys who some of you guys just need a few pointers. Like, if you want someone to lick your balls, you need to make sure they're clean and don't have a bunch of hair on it, because nobody wants hair in their mouth. Or, you know, if you're circumcised and you're going to have sex with a woman, make sure, actually, even if you're not circumcised, just make sure your dick is clean. It's just common sense, you know, and if you didn't know it, now you know. And knowledge is power. So, yeah, start shaving those balls and start washing those dicks. Yeah, I will.
So, did you guys hear about the story about the pop diva's porn star cousin in murder?
Wait, so, what?
Pop diva's porn star cousin in murder probe. I'm just reading this article now that was sent to me. Hold on. The prime suspect in the murder of the Gold Coast probe builder Greg Duffy is a former porn star and cousin of an Australian pop princess, Ricky Lee.
I had not heard anything about that.
Neither have I. Interesting. Do we have any porn news besides that, you know, straight out of Chatsworth is coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you find that?
Which one? Which
Where
one?
Where did you... Okay, wait. Let me... Okay, while she's looking for that, let's go back on this, like, hairy ball situation. Karen, if I had a man who had hairy balls and I really, really wanted to go down on him and suck his balls, I would totally shave them for him. Like,
no,
if I was really into him, I would totally go down and shave his balls.
And shave it? Yeah, just do it. That's not a bad idea. Just do it for.
I mean,
so they don't want to be shaved. They're like, "Hey, what are you doing down there? Don't be shaving
my
balls."
No, I would seriously. This is my thing. If I have a guy that I'm with and his balls and his, like, he's got a little manscaping that needs to be done, I'd be like, "You know what, dude? You want me to go down on you and you've never had that shit clean? I'm going to clean it for you because you know what? This is what I like, and I want a clean mother trucker." Because I do that.
Well, isn't that special?
So you would
You're
shave
very...
balls?
That's very nice of you. Yeah.
I would do it for any man. Any man that I'm with. If you have not manscaped and I'm going down on you, I'm like, okay, wait a second. Let me clean you up and show you what real life is about.
Wow.
Let me teach you something. Let me teach you what a real woman likes. A clean fucking man.
A clean man.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my Lanta.
Have you ever actually shaved guys' balls before? Oh, sorry.
The 27-year-old man accused of killing Gold Coast man Greg Duffy is a cousin of pop star Ricky Lee Coulter and a one-time porn star. Aaron Crawford was yesterday extradited from New Zealand, arriving blah, 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 in the afternoon. So he was charged with this guy's death. That's insane.
So are these American porn stars? Or are these, because I haven't heard of any of them.
I would, I don't know. Karen, you're like all over the globe. You should hear about these people.
I haven't been, I've been like in my own little world of recovery from for surgery. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with anything, really. Shit.
You probably fucked him.
Maybe. That doesn't mean I remember him. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. None of those names sound familiar. You know.
Maybe that's his real name and it's not, you know, his porn name.
Maybe. It could be. That's a good possibility.
Well, that didn't even come up on, that didn't come up on any of any emails from any of the adult industry.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, it was sent by someone else. Then he attended a red carpet where Coulter was 2 years ago. So I guess this guy possibly stalked him. That's what it's looking like. And then he, you know,
killed him
for whatever reason.
Was there a motive behind it? Or?
I'm still reading this, but that's just crazy. That's insane. Like, what motive do you have to kill, like, a porn star unless you just, like, were so envy of, you know?
Was it an American? Yeah, was this American porn star, or, because?
No, it looks like he's not, I don't think so, because I'm not 100% sure, so this article is not giving me much. Hold on, let me look. But that's, you know, crazy, crazy. So I guess our other guest, Lana Violet, did not show.
It could have been, you know, I will say, I know, like, the first time Allura Jensen was supposed to be on, she said she kept calling and she kept getting booted. So it might not be her fault. It could be a technical thing. Or, you know, maybe she flaked. Well, I don't know. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to throw it out there that she no-showed because we don't really know, like, what happened.
And Lana is freaking hot. Hello.
Is she? I haven't looked her up, you know, because we had the main guest, the first guest, we've had her for a while, so I looked her up right away. I was like, damn, she's really hot. But her second guest, because she just came up in the last few days, I haven't looked her up. I'm going to have to look her up. Now that you told me she's hot, I'm going to have to go look
her
photos. Oh,
she's hot. I did, because I looked her up before the show, and Miss Lana Violet, she is... She's a yummy little chica. She is something that's very, very doable. Definitely.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
You guys are worse than dudes.
Wait, what?
You guys are
worse
than dudes.
We're not
worse
than dudes. No, we're not. Why
yes,
are we worse than dudes?
Why?
That's how we're supposed to be.
Every time there's a guest, Karen always says, I have to say that you're hot. You are so sexy. We should do content together.
It's better. They usually are good looking. I'm like, damn, she's really good looking.
It's
like a compliment. You know, everybody likes to be complimented. Here's the thing.
When you look at it this way, here we are. We're a porn, you know, a porn talk show. And if we are going to have hot chicas that are going to be on this show, I'm going to talk about devouring them. I'm just saying. Like, if you have a pretty vagina that I have looked at, such as Karen's, Karen has a very yummy vagina, which I've seen on set. I have seen her vagina on set, and I love Karen. She is absolutely fucking amazing, beautiful, voluptuous, inside out, everything.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't got the taster yet.
but I haven't got a taster yet.
I know, one of these days.
One of these gosh darn days, we're going to taste each other. It would be fucking amazing. But back to the topic of the show. When we got Hot Chicas on here, God damn it, I'm going to talk about their fucking vagina. I'm just saying.
I'm going to talk about their vagina.
That is a wrap for this week. Enough of the vagina talk. Until next week, you guys are listening to the Truth Button Back. I am a.k.a. Desiree DeLuca, Boobzilla, Boobalicious is with me, Sexy Karen Fisher, Sammy Brooks. Till next week, guys.
Okay, bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
Night-night.
Night-night.